Rachel and I recently caught up with Lisa Weaver, Associate Professor at Warwick Business School and AccountingCPD.net author. We were discussing the future of the profession, and I asked her how she thought employers' expectations were changing.
Well, I think that's really interesting. I think it does depend a lot on the job that you're doing. So I think employers, audit firms will have different expectations than businesses, for example. But I do see a trend very much that I think employers and also clients, if you're in a client-facing role, I think they will expect accountants to be much more, if you like, tech savvy and a lot more capable of dealing with information. And perhaps this is the point where we could start touching on some issues to do with digitalisation, because I think the two things are very much linked together. I saw a nice phrase the other day when I was reading around this. The phrase I saw that I think is going to be more and more applied to accountants is their role as, in quotes, information engineers. And this really made me stop and think, because I thought, well, surely accountants, since they very first started doing accounting years ago, centuries ago, have always been providing information. We've always been the providers of information, also the users of information, the analysts. But it seems to me that this is becoming more and more and more viewed as part of our role. So going back to the original question, I certainly think that employers, clients, will definitely expect accountants to not just provide information, but do something really useful with it. And that makes me think that accountants in the future will be seen much more as almost value creators, value providers, rather than just someone who checks compliance, puts a load of numbers together. Accountants really need to be able to move into this sphere of using the information that they create to help strategy, and as we were talking about earlier, to move across the silos within the organisation.
Perhaps it's at times of significant change that we return to those fundamental truths, because really, as you say, accountants have always been providers of value in that way. They've always been able to take information and turn it into something that you can rely on and make good decisions from. The kind of definition of management accounting is the provision of information to help you make management decisions, not just data. And my experience so far of the massive amount of data we can get about all of our customers and what their preferences are and what their behaviours are, is that although I can find out answers to way more questions than I ever used to be able to, every answer seems to generate another set of questions. And if I don't have somebody there who I can rely upon to have a methodology for analysing that information, I don't know which way to jump, because the data could push me in the wrong direction. And for me, what a good accountant has always done is to sit between the information and the manager and say, I can help you interpret that. And so this could be a fantastic opportunity to continue to provide that bridging role. But they lose that possibility if they lose touch with the technical side of things and aren't able to keep up with using those tools.
Yeah, I think from just looking at some of our courses and pathways that people have been on, and think the things that learners have been saying, going back a couple of years when, you know, people were talking about emerging technologies and them being actually quite a scary kind of threatening kind of thing to be happening. And actually, more recently, people are talking about it more as an opportunity, or the technology is more of an opportunity in terms of their role as an accountant, and that, you know, the use of technology means that they can do things more efficiently and be given better tools to be able to make better decisions more quickly and, you know, disseminate information more effectively throughout the business, and like you were saying about adding real value.
Yeah, so I think what accountants need to really think about is perhaps two key things. It's whether they feel comfortable with the technology itself, and I certainly think accountants will need to, as I said before, become more tech savvy. I don't think accountants need to be ultimately the programmers or the designers of the IT, but they certainly need to be extremely proficient in how to use the data. I think that as well, it's very important that accountants begin to think about the, dare I say, softer skills that they need to perhaps use when they are analysing data. So, for example, anticipating what the end user needs, thinking about what they think is important. This issue we talked about before with collaboration, breaking down the silos. I think accountants really have got to have a very good skill in using this vast amount of data that's going to be available, selecting what's most important, prioritising it for the user, and also telling the story. And I think there's a lot of press at the moment about accountants needed to develop these kind of creative skills in storytelling, because at the end of the day, we are going to become the communicators of this vast amount of information. So there are an awful lot of skills that are perhaps not so much to do with the technology, but much more to do with being creative. And I actually think that is very exciting for accountants.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be some of those skills that differentiates a qualified accountant from an extremely clever data scientist.
Yeah.
If they don't have those skills, then why would you not hire somebody who just really understands how to manipulate data and use the emerging software available to do that? Why the reason why you have an accountant is because they provide that bridge, that the better process of converting it into value.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't do that, then they lose their role in the process. Mm-hmm. So I think it is a massive opportunity, as mm-hmm. well as being a threat. All of this makes me think of the phrase that's been around for longer than we've been talking about the rapid pace of change in technology, of the role of an accountant as a trusted business advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we understand and are aware of. But how do you think that squares with people's perception of accountants? If we know what we need to do in order to provide value, does the rest of the world get that that's what we might be able to offer? And do they think we're capable of offering that at the moment?
I think that's becoming the perception. I think we've probably come a long way just in the last few years from the idea of the bean counter and the man in the grey pinstripe suit. I don't think that is really what people think of accountants anymore, but in the space of maybe 5 years, that's changed quite a lot. And I do think now people see accountants as this value provider. I think in some organisations, there are even roles at board level, a chief value creator. And it seems to me that the accountant or the finance professional is probably the best placed person to fill that role. So as more roles are created of that nature, and when the value creation proposition becomes more important, when more companies start doing things like integrated reporting and they see that the accountant has perhaps been the driver of that, I think that will force the perceptions to change even more. So I think positioning accountancy as this value creator is the most important thing, and I think that will force expectations to change.